Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. This week, we're going to do yet another past life regression session of mine. However, it's a much shorter one than last week's, and it links to next week's episode. I wasn't sure which order I was going to do this in, but once I listened to this session, I realized the interconnection and how important it is. So this week, it's a past life that reveals a connection to two lifetimes. And the key theme here is the perception of a disconnect to the higher self and a disconnect to intuition. There's also a connection to the perception of spiritual abuse of power, or spiritual misuse of power, which will be the theme for next week. And what I want to say up front here is that instead of going through and teaching a whole bunch of concepts, this week I'm just going to let you listen to and absorb the content. And I want you to understand that the whole purpose of this episode is to see if there is something that resonates deep with inside you that believes that you do not have intuitive abilities, or you cannot see through your third eye, or something that has happened to you because you are a bad or evil person. Sometimes we just need to learn the lesson that it is our perception of what happened to us that creates any distortion and disconnect from intuition and higher self, because the truth is you are always connected to your higher self and you are always connected to your intuition. You just have to trust yourself again. And when we have past life experiences where we do interact with people who cast in the role in that incarnation of being so-called evil, they are there to teach us the lesson. And in this case, the lesson is about letting go of the belief in each lifetime and not pulling yourself down based on beliefs that were only relevant for one lifetime, not carrying them through to other incarnations. So I may do something as a separate masterclass or a private class later on, but right now I just want to get this episode scheduled and live for next week so that I can move on to the next one. So hence I'm just going back to the raw format of letting the episode speak for itself. I would absolutely love if you would take the time to come onto Facebook or onto Spotify, leave a comment, or on my YouTube. The whole point of sharing these regression sessions is for you to reflect. And let me know what your insights are. Namaste.
Just let me know when you've arrived. Feeling lighter and brighter, drifting higher and higher, back to the familiarity of the Akashic Halls. You feel comfortable there, you feel relaxed, you feel at home. Feeling lighter and brighter, going higher and higher. If you don't feel yourself drifting up enough, your beanstalk is right there.
No,
one
there.
That you'd love to use. Excellent.
I came through a manhole.
Okay. I felt that the journey was different today.
Like a bubble spaceship manhole.
Okay.
And I've walked up the stairs except for the left side of my vision is blurred by this purpley blue something, but I see myself in a white robe with a golden tassel.
Yeah.
That we've seen before. I'm trying to figure out where I'm walking to.
Just let them guide you.
I feel like the room today is quite similar to the last time. Instead of red jewels all around it, it's cream.
Okay. All right.
It's got a door that I can open out.
Okay, so before we go through that, let's ask that the guides today show us what we need to know about your hair, your nose, and your head not being able to accept the healing previously done for your nose. And if they can give us anything that will help guide you to what's holding you back. So as we ask that, and when you're ready, let's step through that door and see where we go.
We've got, instead of a desk today, not again, the same sort of cream color, but it's like a leather couch.
Okay.
Seems weird.
Like a therapy session?
No, like you're in a lounge.
Okay, relaxed setting. Excellent. Can you see anybody else there? Are you sitting yourself on the lounge? I feel like
there's somebody beside me, but I can't see them, and maybe not important.
Okay.
Maybe I feel like they're going to bring the book to me on a silver. You know, when your butler brings you your meal and it's got a dome covering
it? Yep. Okay, so we'll ask them to bring that forward for you. And can you see them bringing the tray and lifting the lid?
I can't really see it, but I feel like it contains something navy within.
Mm-hmm.
Thin. Plain, velvety, but plain, no fanciness.
Yep. Do you get any sort of emotional reaction to it?
I feel like I watched Eat, Pray, Love again last night, and in the end she gives Katoot his journal with his name neatly inscribed at the top. I feel like there's a name there, but I can't see it.
Okay. We'll ask that name be revealed if it's important. If not, we won't worry.
I feel like this is contrast.
Just relax into it.
I'm getting two images simultaneously imposed. One image is trying to show me the inside is like musical notes. The other image feels like typewritten, like medical notes. I can't see if it's two trying to come through at once. I need to remove. Just do one.
We'll ask for one to come at a time, one and then the other, please.
Yeah, I feel like there's another book inside the book. Like when a kid hides a book inside a book.
Yep. So something important hidden inside, something plain.
It's a smaller book. Well, you know how you can get those diaries that are like pocket size? Just trying to figure out if the musical one is that big, or the outside or the inside. And that the outside is. I want to say a slim volume of hymns. Can take that away now.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not the important part.
The middle one is small but thick. It reminds me of when I went to Germany. And I almost accidentally stole a German dictionary because I was startled when I was looking at a English-German translation dictionary, and I put it in my pocket without realizing what I was doing. And then I came to and went straight to the checkout, but it's thick like that. It's like trying to shove a whole dictionary that's normal size into a pocket guide.
Yep. Okay.
The colour that's coming to me for this one feels green.
Okay.
Feels lime green.
Okay.
Feels like there's light surrounding the pages, like I don't see the binding or the whether it's gold bound or teddy pages or whatever. I just feel like it's like a book's a portal.
Yep. Do you feel inclined and ready to step through that portal? Okay, when you're ready.
I feel like I'm a male.
Yep.
Feel like cobblestones. I feel like this book is attached because I can't lose it. Important, like I have a special pocket for it. Somebody would have a fob watch pocket. I have a pocket for this book.
Okay.
I feel like I'm wearing black. I feel like I think I'm important, but not in a nobility sense or a king sense.
Is it that you think you're important, or you get the sensation that the you in that life is important?
No, I think my ego thinks I'm important.
Okay, yep.
I don't think I have any standing in society.
What sort of clothes are you? Do you get an impression of apart from black?
I got a black jacket, and I wanted to say black pants, but I get more of the impression that they only go to the knee, and then they have that piece of fabric at the knee that then has a button. So,
okay, yeah,
it's not balloony like Henry would have had.
Mm-hmm.
This is more like.
Yep, oh yeah.
Tailored.
Okay, yep.
But I feel I have socks on and pointy shoes because I can't wear pointy shoes in this lifetime, but that's Katish, but I feel these are pointy.
Yep.
And I feel like I have a very distinctive pointy nose. I keep seeing the nose. And the other day, I also saw Malachite's nose as if I was Malachite looking at his nose from his eyes.
Okay.
It was like just a perspective.
Yep.
Flash. My first thought was that I was a medical person and these were my clients' notes. But now I feel more. I feel like I'm quirky, like a bit weird, a bit odd. The feeling is like, because the first thing I wanted to say also as I was coming in was I got an image of Sherlock Holmes and what's his partner's name? Not that I'm Sherlock Holmes or him, but you know how Sherlock Holmes is Sherlock Holmes and then he has his...
Dr. Watson.
Dr. Watson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Sherlock's the famous one and Dr. Watson was the quirky one. I think that's how it goes.
Yep.
I feel like I'm pulling together correlations of some sort. And these notebook is like an... contains my incessant scribbling.
So it contains all of your
thoughts
and insights.
Observations, things I'm discovering.
Are you able to open the book and read from it at all?
I feel reluctant. I feel something in my stomach.
What do you feel in your stomach?
Fear.
Okay, we'll just remind your ego that you are completely safe. That we are only observing this lifetime. That we are doing this for your best and highest good. And that there is nothing to fear here.
I have an urge to say something like an apprentice, like I'm not the main person, but I also had an urge to say like learning mortuary skills or embalming skills. I feel like I'm doing something really rather odd.
Yep, okay.
It's got this odd energy. And I got the image of, I don't know where I got this from, but I always remember thinking when they embalmed the Egyptians that I almost could see when they used to say that they pulled the soul out through the nose or something visceral, and I could always see that this long hook device, even as a small child, I could see that, and I feel like maybe I have something to do with the dead. Maybe I have something to do with a mortuary, and I'm learning how to embalm or do something. But I feel like I'm writing notes, but I'm also not satisfied with the way they're doing it. Maybe I'm discovering something about the people who have died. I feel like there's some kind of insight that I'm gaining that is not related to the role. It's like maybe I feel like I have the ability to see what's wrong with the body. So it's, I have a silent kind of a chuckle when they say this person died of this, that, or the other, and I can see that it's not.
Yeah, you have more insight.
Maybe I'm trying to understand the correlation. I feel like for example, right now I'm feeling a twitch in my right side of my abdomen just above my hip. And it's, so if they said the person died of something on the left-hand side, I can see that there was actually the origin cause in the right-hand side that they missed.
Yep.
It's got to do with anything. I feel like I don't trust doctors.
Because you can see them getting it wrong.
Something like that. It feels a bit like, I don't understand why I'm not getting any emotion yet, but I feel like there's something about me that means that I don't have the opportunity or something that I could never do a medical field.
Okay. But you're so much better at it than those that are.
But I have this interest.
Mm-hmm.
There's something odd about me that makes...
Do you have some sort of physical disability or something? Can you see anything like that, maybe?
Also, there was shun.
Yep, okay.
Outcast shun. You know, when... I feel like the pointy nose makes me look creepy. Just did a snort. I just had some really weird imagery come into my eye that made me make that noise. I was like, what's that?
What were the
Do you remember?
images?
It was purple and blue, and it was like, you know, in the old days of Doctor Who, like in the 60s and 70s, they like used to show when spirit, when they were talking to people elsewhere, and they'd show the face coming through, like on a globey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. But when it came through, it was like melding of all images all at once, but it felt negative and it made me do that almost snore out loud. Didn't feel nice, it felt
Okay.
cursey, hexy, evilly,
Okay.
but it also felt
Okay, I'm gonna call in your spirit team because if this purpley blue figure that you've been seeing is in some way there to block your path today, which is what I'm feeling a little bit. We ask that the spirit team please assist us and remove them from your path so that we can uncover what is in your best and highest interest going forward. I'd like to try and bring you back to this book that you keep. And I'm wondering if maybe we could follow you through a bit of a typical day of this lifetime and see the points at which you're writing in the book and see if we can see that to get a better insight and understanding of what you're trying to record and document. Can you see?
all I can see is very intense yellow light, yellow orange light. It's
Okay.
like it's obscured everything. It's like
What can you sense or feel?
needing to go into the yellow orange light.
Okay, we have asked for your spirit guides to help us with what's at your best and highest interest. Let's follow that and go into that light.
Witch doctor. Oh. The face is like when the Maoris do the haka, but it's not Maori, it's
We are close now.
I think we this is the origin of all the original
Yep.
dudes.
Okay. Just remember that you can look upon this from a higher perspective, from your higher self. so that you do not have to experience any pain or anything?
No, it's not. I'm fine. It's just.
Okay.
It's. It's. I feel like this man, this witch doctor, is standing in front of me, and I can't see myself, but I feel like I'm tied up.
Yeah.
Like a witch would. But yep. I'm not female and I'm not a witch.
Yep. Do you get the sensation of what this witch doctor is trying to do?
Cast the evil eye. Scare me. I don't think I'm in the same lifetime. I think it's a similar thread running through, though. I feel like. The witch doctor's supposed to be the person who heals the body and has the power. And
do you feel like he's trying to heal you?
No, I'm a threat.
Mm-hmm. And why does the witch doctor feel you're a threat?
Yes.
Because you actually are able to see?
Okay. He's trying to cast an evil spell into my third eye because I can see what's wrong with people.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas he has to summon magic. And use spells and potions. Maybe I'm abnormal for the community, wherever I am. I feel like I'm small.
Okay. Small as in young or small, yeah, small as in dwarf?
No, young.
Okay. Yep. So do you feel very frightened?
No, because I know what he's trying to do. And I know he'll succeed.
Do you know he'll succeed?
Because I'm young. I want to say 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a boy. I feel like I have brown skin. I feel like I believe at this point, my belief is that good can't overpower evil. Because I don't believe in my strength because I'm so young. And so, therefore, I can foresee with this belief that he is going to cast evil in. And I know that my journey is about learning that I can overcome this. I feel like it's directly related to what I do now. I feel like
I feel like it's why I can tell when people have spirits attached and they can't.
Yep.
I feel like I'm impatient for him to get it over and done with.
Okay,
he's finished it. It was like a lightning bolt in the end. It's like all of the evil that he's ever been able to harness up was then channeled through that third eye, which is where all those 100 came from.
Yep.
I feel that even though there is fire around me, the fire is not to burn me.
Mm-hmm.
That's decorative. To set the mood. To frighten others. To cast the... To cast the eternal knowing that healers are burnt at the stake,
mm-hmm.
in all those that are around the fire, so that they have that embedded in their psyche.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that lightning bolt or the energy, the tunnel of energy that went in, was what killed me.
Not, okay, and that killed. That yeah, killed you? Yep, okay.
And nothing else. It was just a pure force, yep, of energy overcoming a little boy.
Yep.
And yeah. I see him floating up. Oh.
What else? Being
pushed back down.
What do you mean pushed back down?
I think the weight. Let me just get clear on this.
Take your time. We just ask your guides to help make the image of what you need to see clearer so that you can understand and interpret.
Or just being fed lots of images all at once, I'm trying to figure out.
You can just blurt out anything all at once. It doesn't matter if it's gobbledygook. Sometimes that can help.
Got the image of the original time when I was trapped in that Joanna thing. And then I got the image of the book that I opened and those spirits all coming out. And then I got the feeling that this lifetime I've got a number of words. I've got the word pygmy. I don't know. Pygmy was a tribe. I feel like I've just got the words Casper the Friendly Ghost. There's some kind of belief which is incorrect. The belief is that with the force of this, that little boy believes he can't get through, and that he believes at a soul level that he will never be able to get through until that is removed. Feel like if I go the Casper the Friendly Ghost analogy, he's a friendly ghost that roams around searching for himself in all the other incarnations. Like, he roams around, and because he's connected to the soul essence, he knows each time when the soul has shot off another one and that one has died. Like, he's collecting them when they go to incarnate, to once they die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like a flare. He can see where they are. Mm-hmm. So he goes there to collect them.
Mm-hmm. And he's hanging on to them.
Until I'm ready to release them.
Okay.
What we've been doing. So I feel like that's why they see me.
Okay. And is he only collecting the ones that don't cross on their own, or is he actually preventing them from crossing? Can you see that?
Both, I think.
Okay.
I only say that because I wanted to say no. That'd be stupid. But I heard he doesn't want to be lonely. Mm-hmm. I got a funny feeling in my stomach.
Yep, okay. Okay.
Okay. He's letting them go. So they're shooting off like fireworks again.
Excellent.
A lot of them.
He's been collecting them for a long time.
Sorry, sad.
Okay. So we need to explain to him that he too can go through the light, that he is not prevented from that. It is only his belief.
He's worried about all the others, the ones that aren't him. He's worried about all the lost souls.
Okay.
He doesn't want to leave them alone.
Okay, we also need to explain to him that he has done his job. He has helped lots of souls not be lonely and not be left alone. But it is now time for him to move on and to go through the light, and that there are others following him that will make sure people are not, that souls are not left behind. He doesn't have to do it all. Does he understand this?
Yes.
That it's not his responsibility. And it's not his burden.
No, he says he's anchored himself. He has to take off the weights.
Is he prepared to do that? Because we are here to help him.
He threw away the key.
That's okay. We can still break those locks if he is prepared to release those weights. Is he prepared to?
He said, you are the firelighter, and you can turn them into rockets. He said, you are the match, being you, Cindy.
I love that. Okay. I can do that for him. Absolutely.
You got an image of Astro Boy.
Awesome. Love it.
So you have to light the rocket.
Okay. Is he ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's do that. I'll bring in that fire. And light that rocket. And watch it go.
It's like when that happened, he broke into a million pieces. I feel like there was a totally different being left.
Is that being staying or going?
I can't tell. It feels like a kidney bean shape. No, it's gone.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Where do you find yourself now?
On the table. Sleep.
So just relax. It's okay, Max. Max, are you okay?
He did that when I saw Toth.
Wow, okay.
He doesn't like Toth.
Yeah, because he came up out of nowhere. Hey, dude, are you all right being jolted out like that?
Because I was about to say to you, throw some salt on it. And that's when he hit me in the face. You didn't like that, did you? It's all right. It's all right. You didn't like that at all, did you?
No. It's like a protection thing.
I guess that's done.
That part, yeah. I feel like you've been left without being properly finished and healed, though. Concerns me.
I don't think that was real.
No, that last bit wasn't real. I strongly believe that, especially with Max's reaction. But I didn't get the opportunity to take you back for something real. I feel like
whatever it is still here because he's trying to.
Exactly. Question is, what is it? I'm going to ask the spirits of the light to fill you up with light because I feel like there's a void and other things are trying to. Fill you up with healing energy. Is that better now?
I feel like I could almost go back to sleep, but I'm just waiting for him to.
Yeah, but does he feel like it's better now? Because I just tried to fill you up completely with the.
I'm just waiting to observe him because I feel like.
Yep.
He's looking at something. I feel like I need to go back under, but I'm just waiting for him to.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I got the sensation that something was going to try and jump in to the void, but I do believe that I managed to fill the void and push that away. Okay. So we're going back. Going deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. And when you're ready, just let me know where you find yourself. Going deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. Where are you finding yourself? Or where do you feel yourself?
I don't see anything yet. It just flashes behind my third eye, bright orange, and then it goes to tie-dyed purple, black, and white.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to...
You're traveling. We follow the journey. Just relax yourself down. Big, slow, deep breaths.
The only thing that I keep flashing is the image of the original mask, which was used in leg with a hooked front.
Okay.
And that mask that was really scary looking. Keep feeling something needs to be retrieved. I feel like I'm walking. I walk towards the healing room.
Okay.
I feel like it's being layered. There's cobblestones into my feet, and then image of a mortuary again. None of that fits.
Okay.
But it's so the whole toast thing comes back in. Afterlife, it's like we're coming full circle.
Okay.
I feel like the battle between being able to see myself lying on the slab in the mortuary and somebody wants to take something out that they're trying to retrieve versus going to the proper healing room. It's okay. Like something is still inside that they want back.
Are they trying to get your book? Do you have any insight as to who this is that is trying to get whatever?
Which doctor hasn't been destroyed yet?
Okay.
I think he needs salt thrown on him.
Okay. Let's do that right now.
Jesus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we throw the salt and what do we see?
Yeah, that's what happened when I just did that jolting.
Mm-hmm.
I need all the light possible.
We're calling all the angels and open you up to be full of light, beaming it out. Beaming it out from your third eye, from your heart chakra. Beaming this light out everywhere.
It's a transfusion.
Are you okay?
They just took away that coat rack that I saw in the thing with the lady's name I can't remember at the moment. Just need to replace the blood and all of the nadis, meridians.
Okay.
So, the words are royal bloodline. You're saying the word Harry.
Mm-hmm.
The word Harry, the face of Harry. As in Harry and Meghan.
Okay.
Keep hearing the words purify.
Is that what's happening with the transfusion?
That's what the light is being replaced.
Just remembering you are safe and protected. And if it is too uncomfortable, we can ask that you be put to sleep for whatever treatments they are doing.
Just a lot of blood coming out of my nose and mouth.
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. Yeah, okay. I nearly gagged.
I didn't see anything then. As soon as you said, ask them to put you to sleep, I was just like, oh, I'm not breathing again.
Yeah, I just got that sense that it was too, yeah. And I was the one doing the gagging for you instead. but anyway.
Oh, excuse me, burps.
I was going to say that was like.
Yeah, I started to do that thing and then I went under. And then I could hear my heartbeat again in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a lot less.
Yeah, it wasn't long. I was actually surprised at, like, all of a sudden it was like, no. And that's when I opened my eyes. You were there with your. Yeah.
Well, that was an interesting adventure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it answered any questions.
I think it answered some, if you think about it. I mean, it gave more insight as to where the drama began, right, I think. I do get the feeling that you're going to have less trouble with your nose.
Yeah, I got blood coming out.
Yeah, I get the feeling that was released. I don't think we got to the bottom of what they were trying to get from you.
No.
And this book, whatever the actual thing is, but the thing that you see as this book, this little book, I feel that's the important key there. It just, in my head, it just was there the whole time, like it was the one thing. I've got asterisks around it, book important in big letters.
Definitely couldn't see in it.
Yeah, I know, and I do think that's the thing. I think we need to get further to where perhaps you can get some more insight into that. But that's just the sensations I got, of course. Your soul knows what's best. All in good time. Do you feel like the little 7-year-old has been completely released and done and everything now?
I don't know where that kidney bean-shaped thing is.
I did get the sensation that it went, though. Did you not? Or are you unsure?
Can't really remember that bit.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yep. Okay, yeah.
What could be?
Which in theory should mean that is all ease now. Because we released that little boy out and let all of that go in theory. Because I get the sensation that your whole blood system was drained and refilled.
I definitely was having images of the whole royal monarchy line.
Yeah, that was interesting. Because that sort of came out of the blue for me.
I was getting really distinct images of blue blood, bad blood. What I felt like was that I felt like there was a silhouette image of me going all the way back through all timelines.
Yep.
Ancestrally.
Yep.
And going, doing like a blood replacement through all of those timelines.
Yep. Interesting, because see, the blood replacement I saw was almost like old blood being gushing out, like being removed and then being replaced with I can't even really describe it. Like, I didn't see red blood going back in. I saw as if it was a light energy blood.
Yeah,